In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Most loving and affectionate Father, you have given us each and every day of the week to love you, to work, to thrive, to study, to learn, to grow. And on one day, you have set aside the very first day of the week so that we may know even more intimately your love. Grant that we may always hallow that day and that we may look forward to it each and every day of the week. And at the beginning of each week, we may sanctify all we do by giving you that day that you have given to us. We ask this through Christ our Lord and God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we will speak about the third commandment. Keep holy the Lord's day. Now, I know most people think that it means sitting and vegging. Well, it doesn't. Keeping holy the Lord's day is more than that. It is rejoicing. It is a grateful day. It is recognizing of the gifts of God. It is placing oneself in the presence of God. And it is not just doing nothing. It's not simply just vegging throughout the day. Some things we have to do. Even Jesus said, which one of you wouldn't release his animal if it got entangled or fell in a ditch and wouldn't pull him out on the Sabbath? Of course. There are many, many things we have to do. But the problem is when we do unnecessary work. In other words, or work to gain or to make profit. See, there's the problem. There's the rub. God wants to give us this day where he gives himself completely. We revitalize ourselves. What society doesn't appreciate rest? And so therefore, God has given us a day, and he calls it the day of rest. But we are to rest someplace. We are to rest in him. We are to rest in the awareness that we are sons and daughters of God, that we have a Father who art in heaven, and we must prepare ourselves for those days that are going to come. Now, we have many, many wonderful things to do on Sundays. We don't have to do necessary work, and we don't have to make other people work either. You know, people who, oh, well, I don't work, but then they have a business that puts other people to work. They have to come in. They have to work. That can be sinful as well, because unless it is necessary work, now I'm not talking about people who work in a hospital, doctors, nurses, those who try to save lives in the ER, those police and fire departments, and those wonderful people who give themselves over to society for the love of God and neighbor so that we can be protected and we can live safe lives. Those are honorable, beautiful things, blessed by God. There's no question about that. It's when we do things that we feel we have to do. Now, if you love cutting your grass, if you really enjoy cutting your grass, cut it on Sunday. But if it's the biggest pain in the neck, leave it till Monday, do it Saturday. Because you must enjoy that day. That day is to reinvigorate our insides, our mentality, our way of looking at things. It's to regain proper perspective. That's what Sunday is about. Sunday is about giving that time over to receiving the beauty, the goodness, the gentleness, the compassion, the mercy of God, and becoming more and more aware of it. We need Sunday. We need that day of rest. We need it so that we can rejoice and we can also give glory to God. Now, this isn't a job. This is something wonderful. It's something that we should seek to do. In fact, every time we get to Sunday, we should be looking forward to it. It actually begins Saturday night, you know. Saturday night comes at sunset and the Jewish tradition. Because remember, we, as Roman Catholic Christians, are a continuation of the Jews, of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We believe in the same God. And so therefore, as the Jewish tradition, the day begins with sunset. So Sunday begins Saturday night in anticipation of this magnificent resurrection that takes place by seeing the sunrise of the light enlighten the earth, to be part of the joy, not only the human and physical joy that surrounds us, but the spiritual, supernatural joy that Friday begot the resurrection. That Friday, the passion of Christ, gives us this morning of the resurrection, this joy of knowing that we have been redeemed, the price has been paid, we have been forgiven, and that we now truly are able to merit heaven, that we are truly able to receive the inheritance of sons and daughters of God, our most loving and affectionate Father. And so, therefore, we look toward Sunday. And we have to be careful because we have to prepare well for Sunday. The fasting and abstinence before on Fridays, for example, we should abstain from meat on Fridays, but if it's a greater joy to eat fish, say, for example, you love fish, you hate meat, well, then eat meat. Offer that up. But you got to offer something up. And so in the wisdom of the bishops of this country, they have said, well, look it, if it's not a sacrifice to offer meat up on Friday, since we have to do something on Friday to bring our minds toward that this is the day that Christ died, this Friday in the afternoon, we are to do something. Either go visit the sick, visit the poor, give something, give your time in feeding the hungry or working in a shelter. Do something for someone else. And you can offer that as your Friday sacrifice, whether it be Lent or whether it be every Friday of the year. There is no special time for doing sacrifice, for doing penance, for abstaining, or for giving. And that's the reason for it. Because we take Friday and we must stop and think. Friday's the last day of the week for workers. And so they offer that last day. Sometimes you're even more tired on that Friday. You offer it to God. You think of what He gave you. He offered His very life on the cross. He hung there for 3 hours and He gives us eternal life, makes us sons and daughters of the Father by way of His passion, death, and resurrection. And then, in that preparation, we always look towards Sunday. We look toward that day of rest. Not solely to rest, but for what it stands. It stands for the first day of the week, the day when Christ rose from the dead and offered to each and every one of us the ability to be Christ, to be love, to be goodness, to be charity, to be peace. And He's given us the means to do it. So we go to Mass. We receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. We listen to the Word of God. You know, I'll tell you something. There's only one Christian religion on earth that publicly and openly proclaims every word of the gospel. And that is the Roman Catholic Church. And we aren't people of the sacred scripture. Baloney. So many Christian denominations have one, maybe 2 days a week. Otherwise, it's an empty hall. We, every single day, in every part of the planet, the gospel of Christ Jesus is proclaimed. And we don't stick on one phrase, one passage. It is the entire scripture. And that's what Sunday gives us. It gives us a chance to reinvigorate our faith, to listen to the Word of God, and to seek ways to put it into practice. We then are reinforced with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. We receive that living Jesus. For 15 minutes, His hands dwell within our hands. His feet are in our feet. His heart beats within our heart. He looks through our eyes. Why? Not only so that He could become one with us, but so that we could become one with Him. Even more importantly, so that we can become Him. We consume the one we love so that we become what we consume. And that is to become Christ. And then after we leave the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we bring Christ to the world. We manifest the goodness that we have received. We show the joy that is within our hearts because we finally realize more clearly this great gift, this great holy day, this great day of rest, this great day of God's goodness and generosity to each and every one of us. So therefore, let us look towards Sunday. Let us look toward the first day of the week, seeing it as a way of sanctifying every day that follows until the next Sunday, so that every week we grow in love and grow in goodness and grow in peace. Keep holy the Lord's Day. Of course, what else would we want to do? For in keeping holy the Lord's Day, we keep holy our day. And by keeping our day holy, we make certain that our lives are filled with true joy. Not the happiness that things can give that is transitory and that pass, but true joy that never ends, that never passes. That is what is meant by keep holy the Lord's Day.